It's a Tech Tuesday. We go live to Bridget Carey, CNET senior editor. All right, Bridget, I know we didn't want to exactly talk about this, but Facebook and Facebook Live, you know, this Steve Stevens just randomly walked up to somebody and killed someone on Facebook Live.
PR nightmare for Facebook, I know. Right, Bridget?
Yeah, and you know, Facebook has these statements going, we need to do a better job and of monitoring this kind of thing, because there's a lot of criticism over like how we have these tools, right, to just instantly broadcast or share video, but you know, where does there need to be oversight? You know, like, what does that do to us as a society when we have all these tools to become instantly famous and kind of use these platforms like Facebook to broadcast whatever we want? And I think this kind of horrible situation, you know, is going to be talked about again in different ways. I mean, there's just so many easy ways that cell phones make it, you know, to just broadcast whatever you want. I'm sure we're going to keep talking about this kind of stuff.
Bridget, you had a couple of weeks ago, you had a young girl assaulted on Facebook Live. Then you had a guy that was lighting rats on fire on Facebook Live. Then you had this story about this guy who killed a man on Facebook Live. It does need to be policed better, and what you're getting is people just trying to outdo each other and do the most outrageous,
right,
awful things on Facebook.
Well, I take a step back and I wonder, is technology progressing faster than we as a culture can handle
it? Yeah.
Or maybe adapt to it, because it does something to the psyche to have a platform like that anyone can see and you become instantly famous.
It is bizarre, and that started with YouTube, actually, too. There are these YouTube stars that just play video games that my kids watch, and they have billions of viewers, of subscribers. It blows me away. I mean, back in the day, you had to pirate a television station to come in and make some weird broadcast or something. Facebook allows you to do it, but I guess my question is, what can Facebook do to prevent that from happening, really?
The answer right now, tech-wise, sure, they got some algorithms to kind of pinpoint, you know, something might be off to flag it for a human to look at. But for it to be flagged, well, it's going to be live for a little while, so you can't completely stop it, right? Honestly, the tech right now still requires a human, still requires someone to report it to Facebook. Right now, there's no easy way to report with a button. You have to go through like 3 or 4 drop-down menus to be able to say something's wrong with this video. But what are people doing? No, they're watching it. They're not going through menus and menus to report something. So maybe Facebook will be addressing, you know, how it could do something. Facebook has this really big conference going on in just about an hour from now. They're going to go live and talk about the future of the company and broadcast that. I can't help but wonder.
Bad timing.
Elephant in the room, you know, they're going to, you know, at least mention that maybe they're looking into it. But the clear answer is, how do you report something easily? You get a button on there. But you see that on YouTube, you know, they try to make it better too, but they have the same problems. I think all this broadcast live stuff is a hot fad. But right, I mean, in the past, if you wanted to get attention for something, you had to do a huge stunt, and now it's just so easy. I mean, even, I hate to go there, but think about ISIS and how easy it is for them to broadcast things. And so everyone's got a platform for the world instantaneously.
Bad day for Facebook to be having this big conference. They have to address it, especially with news of this killer being shot. Or I take that back, being killed. I don't know if he was shot.
He killed himself. He took his own life, they believe.
Okay. Yeah. That's wondering, I hate to admit this out loud, but I'm going to. I did not see him kill the guy on Facebook Live, but I did click on it to look at it. It didn't go through, and I'm relieved. But in this day and age, I was ashamed of myself for wanting to look at that.
It's too easy, right?
Yeah.
How many? And how many? Okay, so you have enough sense to like think about that. But how many kids stumble on this really quickly before you can get to them? And what does that mean? I mean, it's still out there too. People record it on their computers and, you know, share it on YouTube and other secret ways. So Facebook can take it down, but these things still linger.
That's the thing about social media, and the thing that I don't think kids understand is that stuff is out there forever.
Yeah, yeah. And there are websites, Wendy and I have discussed this, Bridget, in the past, there are websites that kind of are a culmination of all the things that other websites have taken down. You can visit them and you can watch countless hours of just the most despicable acts, one after another, if you want to.
Yeah, and I companies like Facebook, they want to be a media company. All tech companies now are kind of going in that direction. Apple, Samsung, and your cell phone providers. Everyone wants to be a content company. We want to have content to sell to you with advertising, and it's becoming more and more stressful now to them to police that content. I mean, just the other week, YouTube had a big problem with their advertising because a company as big as AT&T, along with many others, have said, you know what, we're never going to advertise on YouTube again because you can't control where our ads are going to. It's going to some trash, horrible videos, and yeah, we don't want people thinking about our brand that way. And so YouTube, you know, it took someone like AT&T to do that for them to go, okay, we're going to change the way we do our advertising, and they won't advertise or put advertising on small time videos. You have to have a lot of subscribers to even get an ad because they think, well, maybe you have a lot of subscribers, maybe you're more legitimate.
Yeah.
So still, they don't have a computer to fix it, but they're just guessing that maybe if you're popular, you're credible, and that's a big question mark.
Yeah. You know? All right.
All right. Well, that took up most of our time today because the news of that person, the killer, has been found, and we'll have more on that as it develops. Bridget, anything else you're working on real quickly?
Well, we are still looking at Facebook to talk more about virtual stuff, because after they get past this big awkwardness, I'm sure they're going to be talking more about the future of virtual reality and augmented reality, and it's all about what they can do with, you know, seeing video in new ways, because like going back to before, they want to be content companies. They want to, you know, show you fun things on your phone, and you know, they're going to show off maybe how they could do that. But I think people aren't going to care so much. I think VR right now is struggling.
Yeah.
Sales of Oculus aren't doing as well at best, the VR company they own, and they really are going to have to wow to make people think about it and convince people, I think, that it might be worth trying.
815 has texted us, I remember learning about future shock in school when technology moves faster than we do. We're living it now,
yeah,
and that's a good point. Bridget, thank you very much. You can find Bridget Carey at CNET.com. She's a CNET senior editor, and thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye, Bridget. We'll take a quick break, then some news, then more show. It's Bill F., it's Wendy Snyder, and it's WGN.